Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Election day is next Tuesday, but a different kind of deadline is looming today. Voters who want to cast an absentee ballot have to submit their applications today. Voters can get the forms from the election managers in their county. One catch is that voters won't be able to avoid Alabama's voter ID law if they want an absentee ballot. Pat Terrell is the chairwoman of Mobile County's Board of Registrars. She says voters have to present identification.
A valid Alabama driver's license, a valid Alabama non-driver ID, a valid Alabama photo voter ID card, a valid state-issued ID from the state of Alabama.
You can view sample ballots by going to alabamavotes.gov. Also, you can see all of APR's election-related news stories by going to apr.org. As we mentioned, Alabama's voter photo ID law is set to get its biggest test yet next week. Voters are required to have a valid photo ID to vote on November 4th. The Secretary of State's office has been giving out free IDs all year long. Voters can get them through mobile vans, County Board of Registrars offices, and the State Department of Senior Services. Secretary of State Jim Bennett says even if you wait until the last minute, you can still participate.
You can get a card even on Election Day. If you don't have one, you can vote a provisional ballot, and you got 5 days to get the card. So it's not a process that shuts voters out of participation.
There is some concern over provisional ballots, though. The Legal Defense Fund says nearly 300 provisional ballots from the June 3rd election went uncounted, and they're actively seeking to get the law changed. Jurors will return Thursday for a second day of deliberations in the perjury trial of an enterprise lawmaker. Jurors were unable to reach a verdict after 2 hours of deliberations yesterday. Prosecutors have accused Republican Representative Barry Moore of lying to a grand jury about comments he made to his 2014 primary opponent. Acting Attorney General W. Van Davis said Moore told his primary opponent that House Speaker Mike Hubbard would withhold economic development funds unless he withdrew. Defense lawyers contend Moore never said that, and prosecutors are trying to exaggerate his statements. Moore took the stand in his own defense yesterday. He was elected to the legislature in 2010 and will be removed from office if convicted of the felony charges. And now for a look at the day's weather, we go to meteorologist Richard Scott.
Highs top out near 70 on this Thursday. Good supply of sun, upper 60s north of I-20. And same deal for Friday for Halloween. Temperatures top out in the low 70s south of I-20. Upper 60s to the north of I-20. Lows down at the 40s Friday morning. As we go into the weekend, much cool air set to arrive. Temperatures top out in the 50s along north of Highway 80 on Saturday. Low 60s over southern Alabama. Could have a frost for areas north of Demopolis Sunday morning. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.